Pope Benedict's pontificate has coincided with a global economic crisis that has seen poverty rates soaring in many countries around the world. The Catholic-inspired development agency Progressio says the Pope has been an authoritative moral leader during this time of crisis. Daniel Hale is Progressio's head of campaigns, and he spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, I would say that Pope Benedict has been unswerving in his commitment to speaking out on behalf of some of the very poorest people in the world over the 8 years of his pontificate. His writings and his statements very much build on the work of previous popes and what John Paul II had been saying and throughout Catholic social teaching. So his is really, a kind of a restatement of what's gone on. But actually, he does a few very clever things. He considers the context in which he's writing very carefully. And I would say that the 8 years that he's been Pope have seen some really major upheavals and some really huge international environmental and economic crises. And he has taken a very clear view on the morality of these issues and recast them as moral processes and processes in which all Catholics and all people of goodwill have a part to play. So I'd say that although I'm sure the media gets caught up on other areas of doctrine, from an international development perspective, the Pope has been a phenomenal advocate and it's a real shame to see him go, really.
Of course, he wrote 3 encyclicals. Are there some points in these encyclicals that for you really stand out, that show his strong advocacy for a more just and fair world?
Yeah, there really are. Caritas in Veritate is seen to be his kind of social encyclical, although his encyclicals, they take similar themes and they approach things from different perspectives, I think. But Caritas in Veritate is really interesting because it takes some key themes that have existed in Catholic social teaching and puts a contemporary spin on them. So, for example, the environment. If you like the environment, you know, it's one of those areas of Catholic social teaching that's maybe less developed. And the Pope, some have called him the Green Pope. You know, he was the Pope that put solar panels on the roof of the Vatican, famously. Said things like, the natural environment is more than just a raw material to be manipulated for our pleasure. It's a wonderful work of the Creator. You know, he's really beginning to develop a theology of creation which Catholics can engage in and encourages us all to take seriously the need for us all to get involved and to protect the environment. In his World Day of Peace message in 2010, so a little while after the publication of Caritas in Veritate, he said to work for peace is to protect creation, and creation is really, really important. And the protection of creation knows no boundaries, which is a very interesting position to take in our very fragmented global world. And he's been very clear on the interdependencies that the contemporary world takes as well, that all countries have a responsibility and all citizens have a responsibility as well. So it's a really interesting and very empowering way that he has of writing, and an empowering kind of approach to his theology as well, I think. And that we're all moral agents, but we're not individualized agents. We're all in community together and have a responsibility to build a better future and a future that's worth the name of all Catholics everywhere, I think. So it's really interesting. He takes a very interesting approach.
As you mentioned, his papacy has coincided with a period of a major global economic downturn. How would you assess his moral leadership on all the issues that this has thrown up, you know, the growing poverty, the growing inequality between rich and poor?
Well, I think that in Caritas in Veritate, the Pope, one of his key themes is that the economy needs to work for all. And we know from Catholic social teaching that we're told repeatedly that the economy is for man, not man for the economy. And I think his approach to the economy has been really interesting. He sees it as a major moral failing, and he sees all economic decision making and economic processes as essentially moral processes. That if morality is absent from the everyday exchange and the everyday processes within economies, then economies generally are going to fail. They're going to generally be morally faulty and fragmented. And I think that that's really interesting because that places each of us as having a key responsibility. priority in making economies work and economies work for the poorest people in the world. That encyclical Caritas in Veritate was I think, hugely welcomed, particularly in the financial services. There's a great quote from Lord Griffiths, ex of Goldman Sachs and Downing Street policy advisor under Thatcher, who said that Caritas in Veritate was without doubt the most articulate, comprehensive and thoughtful response to the financial crisis that has yet appeared. And I seem to remember that the encyclical was delayed a bit as well, wasn't it, because of the financial crisis. So clearly, you know, a bit of speedy thinking and rewriting and comment on the financial crisis. And I think one of the things that I really enjoy in that encyclical is that, you know, all development, he says, is impossible without upright men and women whose consciences are finally attuned to the requirements of the common good. It's this ongoing idea that we all have a part to play, that if the economy isn't working and if people are poor, then actually it's all of our problems and we all have a responsibility to do something about it. Yeah, so I would say that he's had the top job through a period of profound economic crisis, and he's taken a step back and he's recast the crisis as a moral problem, and in so doing invites us all to be part of the solution.